We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. So glad you joined us today. We hope we will become one of your good habits. I'm Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, throwing you the ball there, Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just half alert here today.
He's researching, even as we speak.
I'm looking at my papers, David. Bill Sardi, you're a resident health journalist, and I'm supposed to plug in there when David says there on the pause. And, of course, David and I are kind of from our heart to yours, just delivering good information for you about health. And the first segment, every time we're going to talk about what's wrong with the conventional medicine, why we want to shake your confidence in it. Number two is give you some practical health tips. Number three, talk about our sponsor's products, which is Longevinix. So you know what's coming up and all the commercial plugs. And Longevinix, the wonderful, well-tested, the best-tested red wine pill. And then, of course, Garlozyme, the wonderfully alkaline-buffered garlic pill that assuredly delivers allicin, the primary active ingredient in garlic. So that's what we're all about. And, of course, we want to disclose all of our commercial ties as well. David, I want to tell you about an article that was in Reuters News. It was and copying something from the journal American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and they said that that mixing drugs with dietary supplements that could be dangerous. And they didn't say the drugs were. They said the dietary supplements were. Now, this goes back to your old story about door number one and door number two. And tell the audience about door number one and number two.
When I see people who have gotten confused, what I call nutrophobia, which where otherwise sensible people think that drugs are safe, nutritional supplements are dangerous, I just say, if you were faced with two identical doors and you open them up and there's a bunch of pills on the shelves in either room and they have no labels and your job is to pick one room, go into it, take a random bottle and take six pills. Now, if you knew one room was all dietary supplements and the other room was all drugs, which would you choose? Which would be safer? And it ought to be clear to everybody it's the dietary supplements. And that article, Bill, I noticed how that they said there was a study, and the study was just that a lot of people take supplements and drugs. They didn't come up with any interactions in the article. They
worried. I wrote an article about this and said, news report says mixing dietary supplements with drugs could be dangerous, but the public isn't buying it this time. And I went through all the online comments, and by and large, better than 9 out of 10 people were saying, don't believe this. The supplements are much safer. Don't take the drugs. They're dangerous. And so on and so on. And they went into all the nonsense the FDA approved. So I think the public is catching on, David. I think they know that something good's happening. So that we just don't buy into all of this misinformation every time. So I was so thrilled to see that. That was on Yahoo.com where all of those bloggers logged in. And there were all – you could kind of tell all kinds of age groups and people catching on to when they're not – the safest thing – let's – look, the nutrients are essential for life and the drugs are not essential for life. And so it's the drugs interfering with the dietary supplements, not the other way around. So – I was pleased this past week reading that and learning about all that. Also, I've been writing a column on my website, the collapse of conventional medicine, some of the updated issues. I wrote a whole health book. You can go to naturalhealthlibrarian.com and get a free copy of my book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, naturalhealthlibrarian.com, free copy. And I'm writing things here. Like 39% of deaths are preventable, says the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. 39% of all deaths preventable, but we really don't. It's the head of the preventive medicine section of the Center for Disease Control. He says he's agonizing over all these deaths that could be prevented, but we really don't practice prevention. Modern medicine is out to detect and collect. They're out to catch more disease. They call that prevention. And then treat more and bill more insurance codes. But they're not after preventing disease from occurring in the first place. So that's certainly a rub in the wrong direction. And now World Health Organization saying antibiotics are losing their effectiveness in every country, not just the advanced countries of the world where we overuse antibiotics in hospitals and everything else. The whole world is being set up for a giant return to the dark ages. We're going to have people dying of little infections from scratches on their hand or something because the antibiotics aren't going to work anymore. And it looks like it's a worldwide, we're going to go back to the plagues of the dark ages. We don't find ways out. By the way, one of the ways that you might think of is garlic. Keep fresh garlic in your home. And certainly think, because you can't always have fresh garlic around, think of a wonderful product like Garlazyme, our sponsor, because it makes the type of garlic, the very molecule in garlic that does fight the germs. It's called Allicin, and the Garlazyme capsule assuredly. Stick with us because we're going to tell you more about that. And then the big headline story in the last few days, questionable link between saturated fat and heart disease. Oh, my gosh. How many times did we walk into stores and our whole mindset is low fat and no fat? They used to have a whole line of canned health foods that was no fat at all when you need fat for life, make your hormones and so on. But now they're saying they went through all the studies. It's called a meta-analysis, and there is absolutely no evidence. This is the Annals of Internal Medicine in March. And no, absolutely no evidence there's a link between saturated fat and heart disease. My gosh, they've misled us for 30 or 40 years, and no apologies from modern medicine. And if you are still buying into the idea that fat and cholesterol equals a health risk, you're in the dark ages now. This has been dethroned. How do we get everybody out of their fat phobia and their cholesterol phobia? I don't know. But it's in the Wall Street Journal. So what does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? We saw the diabetes epidemic roar while we weren't eating fats because we traded the fats for carbohydrates and sugars, and that's what happened to us. So,
hey again, Bill, just real quick, you know, maybe you should cut him a little slack here. Last week, you brought up the fact that they're saying that baby aspirin was pretty much worthless for most of us. They've certainly issued their apology by now, right?
For no apologies.
One?
No apologies.
Really?
And of course, the next one is, in the British Medical Journal, they're saying, you know, when you analyze the side effects of statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, 30 million naive Americans taking this liver toxin to lower their cholesterol number. And it says, when you look at the safety data, now this problems with statin drugs is liver toxicity, muscle aches and pains, and certainly there's an increased risk of diabetes, an increased risk of cataracts, an increased risk of memory loss. So those are the side effects. But what they're saying here is they went back and looked at two of the biggest trials that were saying that statin drugs were safe, but they eliminated 7,000 out of 15,000 people in the analysis in one study, and they eliminated most of the people. They had another study, 89,000 people, but they only included 19,000. In other words, they just eliminate all the people who had side effects or couldn't participate any longer and had to drop out because of the side effects. And then they say that they're safe and have a low rate of side effects. Well, the British Medical Journal is saying, hey, you can't do that. Now, are we shaking the tree here a little bit with you folks? Are you in one of the 30 million that's cholesterol phobic and taking an unsafe liver toxic drug that actually European Heart Journal just found out among thousands of people who had low cholesterol or high cholesterol? Cholesterol didn't make any difference in whether people were going to have an impending mortal heart attack or not. What did make a difference is the calcium score. And if you have calcification of your arteries, you're going to be in trouble. And if you have a zero calcium score, you can find that out by taking something called a CAT scan, a CT scan. It emits radiation equal to about 30 chest x-rays, so we don't recommend them. But it's calcification, and if you're calcification of your arteries is zero, then your risk of a mortal heart attack in the next 5 years is just 1 out of 200 or less than 0.5%. So it is calcium that is the culprit all these years. It hasn't been cholesterol. Now, we just finished saying that fat phobia is – we've gone the wrong direction, and now we just finished saying that cholesterol also is wrong. Wow, what a big change in our society. Will the public catch on and make this change or kind of live with this mistaken direction? Because it's embraced. Everybody has this in them, this fat and cholesterol phobia. How do you get it knocked out in one simple day? You don't. And of course, they're still selling statin drugs. Now, you know, I was blogging on online, and this was at a British publication called The Telegraph. And what they were saying there is that hundreds of asthma deaths could be prevented if we would just use the stronger inhalers, the steroid inhalers. We use inhalers that have the weak dose just for occasional use when we start to have symptoms. But if we use the stronger ones, now they cost more, so in Britain they're using the little ones in order to get people through because it costs less and save people money. But if they were using the stronger inhalers, they would save a lot of lives. And I said, you know, isn't it typical that modern medicine considers asthma to be a drug deficiency, a steroid deficiency? I mean, this is unbelievable. And I went on to cite quite a bit of data showing that vitamin D, the lack of vitamin D, is what makes asthma get worse. It doesn't cure asthma right out per se, but the serious cases. And it, you know, vitamin D works in the place of steroids. They're thinking of using them for organ rejection instead of the steroids. So steroids cause a depletion of vitamin C, which then weakens your bones, weakens your joints, cause a rebound effect when you go off the steroids because you're depleted of vitamin C. That's the rebound effect. But the point is, we should have been on vitamin D all along for our asthma. And of course, the insult again is that asthma is a drug deficiency, not a nutrient deficiency.
Well, Bill, everything you said in this segment is very interesting. We're going to take a short break so I can call my doctor and ask him about it, and I'll let you know what he says on the other side. Folks, we'll be right back with Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, health lawyer and health journalist Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, it's interesting. I have to say, I read something you wrote, and you know, they often look back in time at how primitive medicine was, and they talk about how they bled George Washington to death, and how primitive, how silly everybody was for using leeches to get rid of problems, to suck your blood, and bloodletting. That just shows how foolish and stupid and primitive everybody was. Did we miss something about bloodletting?
For our audience listening right now, you're invited to visit my non-commercial website, knowledgeofhealth.com. Read my report, The End of All Disease. Does it sound too good to be true? The End of All Chronic Age-Related Disease. And what I ask in this article is, and it's kind of a landmark article, what if you learned that modern medicine was hiding a cure for virtually every disease, for heart disease, let's say, for cancer, and you didn't know about it and they weren't using it or practicing it, and it was harmless and almost cost nothing? What would you think of your doctor? What would you think of the ethical pharmaceutical companies? What would you think of the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control, and all the agencies, the Institute of Health? Would you think they were operating in your best interest if you found out that there was such an incredible, miraculous treatment that could cure you of all diseases? Now, I'm asking you the question, what would convince you if there was such a thing? And then in my report, you can go to knowledgeofhealth.com and read it, and you can click through all of the links where this treatment cures. I'm saying cures, heart attacks, blood vessel disease, cancer, lung disease, asthma, diabetes, infection, AIDS, HIV, impotency, liver disease, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, blood clots, bone disease, heart failure, high cholesterol, glaucoma, macular degeneration, cataracts. The list goes on.
You've got links to studies and all that?
What is the treatment? Does our audience even have a clue what it could be? And let me tell you, there is an insurance billing code for this. It has an insurance billing code, 99195, or the International ICD, International Classification of Disease, 275.09, you can go to your doctor and they can bill insurance, but they don't reimburse the doctor very much for this. It's just a simple little treatment, and all you need to do is roll up your sleeves to get it. And it will cure you of virtually every disease, every age-related disease. Not for kids, not for growing children, but for the rest of us. Now, a doctor might charge you $100 and $150 to do this. But actually, there's a way to get it for free, because we're talking about bloodletting or blood donation. You can go down to the Red Cross and give blood. And the answer to our story today is that it is the accumulation of iron over our lifetime. We don't accumulate iron in the first growing years, 18 years of our life, because we need to make millions of red blood cells per second. So all the iron is going to make red blood cells, it gets attached to hemoglobin. But once full growth is achieved, we start accumulating iron. First, men do. Women are losing a little bit of iron in their menstrual flow and their fertile baby-making years. And then they, too, later on in life begin to accumulate iron. And the point is, if we would just go to the Red Cross and donate a couple units of blood a year, or in more advanced cases, 4 or 5 units of blood a year, that's all we would need to do, and we wouldn't need to take any of these dietary supplements or the drugs. What kind of integrity do we have here, David? We're telling you, donate blood as you get older. Certainly men do need to. Certainly older women might think of this, and unless you're anemic, and they're going to test you before then. Are there any side effects to blood donation? No. You would actually do a public service, because the blood would go into use in surgical suites from accidents and surgery where people need blood replacement. So you'd actually be performing a public service. If you don't want to donate blood, you can read my article that Rice Bran IP6, it's nature's iron chelator or attacher. You can get it in health food stores, and called IP6, letter I, letter P as in Paul, 6. And it is nature's mineral chelator. It will attach to the iron. So the point is I'm talking about integrity here in medicine. We would lower our healthcare costs by trillions of dollars a year. Think of it over a decade. People would be living exceptionally long. And it's simple. It doesn't hurt anybody. They stick a little needle in your arm and take out a unit of blood. And that's limited. I think every 6 or 8 weeks or so you can get blood drawn out, and then you have to let it get replaced. So you can do this 4 or 5 times a year. They've got a limit on it. The point is, you can go to the Red Cross, ask them for the guidelines. And if you're going to do this, it abolishes diabetes. Now, it helps if you back off red meat, because red meat provides a highly absorbable form of iron that it gets absorbed whether your body needs it or not. So it helps if you back off of the red meat while you do this. But will a doctor take you off the diabetic pills or all of the other medicines for your heart and cancer and all these things when it was just excessive iron in your body? So you can read my report, see if you're convinced of at the end of all disease. I have said, David, that the only ethics in medicine is for us to put ourselves out of business, whether we're selling dietary supplements, whether we're selling medicines, whatever it is we're doing, is to put ourselves out of business, help make people healthy on their own. It's just that people are not ready for that. They want more doctoring. They want the doctor to do it. And, of course, we'd like people to be healthy. So then you're getting what modern medicine hands out, which is more and more expensive medicines. It's breaking the back of our country financially. We're spending $3 trillion a year on healthcare, and our people are not living the longest because you've still got the buildup of iron in your body while they're trying to fight the symptoms and not the cause. So now I have a segue to another important message, and it's kind of a wonderful segue from our bloodletting story. Because this past week or so, they did an experiment, and they took an old mouse and a young mouse, and they did a little surgery and attached their skin on their flank so that the two mice, the old mouse and the young mouse, were now attached to each other, and the blood vessels began to grow in between each other, and they were sharing their circulation. And what happened? The old mouse turned young again. And what was that about? It's kind of like bloodletting. The old mouse that had the iron overloaded blood, I mean, they didn't put this together this way, but they didn't explain the mechanism per se. But what they were saying is the young mouse had qualities in its blood that made the old mouse young again. It was miraculous. It's a wonderful experiment. The point is we can just get that old blood out of our body. We don't need to get our grandkids to donate young blood to us. And we need to just donate the old blood out by getting the iron load out. We talked about a natural way to get it out. Iron and copper are the drivers of aging. They are the things that do it. The reason why we get old, we can curse God and say, well, why do I get old? You get old because you're rusting and you're calcifying. How do you get the excess calcium, iron, and copper out of your body? One good way. Natural molecules, you find them in our sponsor's product, Longevinix, the red wine pill, the red wine molecule resveratrol, chelates or attaches to copper. It doesn't take needed copper out of your body. It takes the loose excess amount out is resveratrol, and what takes the excess loose iron out but rice bran IP6. And, of course, both of those ingredients in Longevinix, our sponsor's product, will tell you how to get it, 866-405-4000. If you want an early tip-off on a phone number, you can call. The point is, we can get young again, just like those mice. You're never too late to benefit from this. There are different ways to do it. Wonderful ways would be to donate blood, particularly in middle-aged men. More so in women as they approach menopause or have an early hysterectomy. If you want to know a blood test to find out if you're iron overloaded, it's called the ferritin test. F as in Frank, E-R-R-I-T-I-N. The ferritin test should be between 20 and 70. If you're above 70, you're somewhat iron overloaded, and you need to donate blood. You need to take the rice bran IP6. But you also have excessive copper when you have excessive iron. And you may want to find out about the Longevinix capsule that addresses both of those issues, 866-405-4000. What I am telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to be able to run back and ask your doctor. He isn't in on this discovery, and it doesn't bring more patients to his office, so he's not going to bless it. But what I am telling you for all the rest of you who are listening, it is possible for you to reverse aging in your body. Just like those laboratory mice did when they took the old one and the young one, you need to get the iron load down in your body. You can't hitch yourself up to the blood circulation of your grandchildren, nor can you get blood infusions from your grandchildren because you'd need to lose some blood before they infuse more in you. So that wouldn't work. What you need is to let out the iron. Now, there's ways to do that naturally. We try to talk about Longevinix, the red wine pill, doing that, and blood donation, another alternative. Again, you can perform a public service even in doing it. So lots of information to grasp. I'm not sure that all of you are ready to do this on the first time we talk about it here, because we're going to probably have to repeat this over and over again. But if you find this, it should be a little bit shocking. It should be good news that we can get, I mean, transfused blood rejuvenates old mice. That was the headline in the last few days. And then we find out, you know, I guess we could get vampires to suck the blood out, David. I guess that was another.
Yeah, I think I heard
a little funny headline about all this.
Vampire therapy.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to do, Bill? Let's take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio, because I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I'd like to get back into it. Because I think, and I attribute it to you, as far as I know, the controlling your minerals theory of aging. I just think that's really important. We're going to take a short break and come back, because these are simple things you can do, keep yourself healthy. You know, as long as I'm here on this planet, I want to be healthy. I'll shoot for a lot of years as long as I'm healthy. We'll be right back.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy. Called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. We want to keep you youthful, healthy. We want to give you honest information. We want to turn your attention to relying on the most powerful, the most elegant, the most complex, the most amazing health resource you have, Mother Nature. And, you know, when the car goes off in the ditch, call the doctor. In the meantime, you want Mother Nature as your co-pilot, frankly, not your doctor. I'm Dave Stouter, health warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. You know, Bill, I've known you for a long time. You're always sending me studies and some of the reports that you write that we can see at knowledgeofhealth.com. But when you explained what you call the over-mineralization theory of aging, and we touched on it in the last segment, it's really quite profound. So if I understand it, basically what you're saying is when we're growing, because we're growing, we need all kinds of things like iron and calcium and all these minerals to grow. But once we're grown, especially men, women are menstruating, so they're losing some of these minerals in their monthly cycle. And, you know, if people say, oh, that blood thing, it doesn't make a difference with diseases. But women who are still menstruating have a lot better disease statistics than men, I understand. And then when they stop menstruating, they start to catch up, which just fits in exactly what you said. So do I have it right that we need lots of calcium and iron and all those things when we're growing? But then once we're full grown, the trick is to get enough and not get too much and get rid of it, right?
Yeah, right. And we see women having food cravings. It's mostly on the female side because they've lost a lot of nutrients when they have offspring babies and they need to replace it. Then there's the menstrual losses and then they've got to replace that. So they have a lot of food cravings to replace, well, for dairy because they need to replace calcium. And for iron and copper, because they lose that in their menstrual flow. So it's very important to understand what stage of life we're in. So our children should be eating red meat, and our children or if they're vegetarian, getting a lot of vitamin C and spinach and other things that have at least food sources, molasses, other things that have a good source of iron in them. So the point is that we need lots of iron to make millions of new red blood cells when we're growing, and copper for the connective tissue, the gooey stuff in between our cells as we're growing, and of course calcium to make our bones. So as you know, I think it was said that a 40-year-old man has the blood vessels of a 70-year-old woman. See, because he ages quicker because he has the iron accumulation. He doesn't have a way of getting rid of his iron. He can get rid of a little bit of it if he sweats every day. It's the only natural way to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's filling up in his blood, where 60, 70% of it is. It also gets stored in his liver. And then if he's really over iron overloaded, it gets stored in his skin. And you'll see this, fellas that drink a lot of alcohol, they'll end up with iron overload disease. And they look like they're suntanned all the time, called bronzing, skin bronzing, because the iron's actually there in the skin. Now, I sat next to a man at a business meeting once that was iron overloaded. He had the bronzing skin. The iron was in his skin. And I had some IP6 rice bran with me, which is in our sponsor's product, Longevinix. And I kept giving a couple of capsules to him. We had glasses of water at this meeting on the table, and throughout the day he kept taking two about every half hour or so. And somewhere in the middle of the meeting, he got up, went to the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and his skin had turned back to a normal color. His tan, his bronzing iron tan, had disappeared. His wife was in the same building, was summoned up, came to look at him, and fainted. She couldn't believe it. In one day, he had gotten rid of his iron overload in his skin. So I think what was happening is his liver, his brain, and all these rusting agents in his body. So we're accumulating, we're rusting due to iron and copper. I was just reading here, it's in the Journal of Neurology, about 10 years ago. And they were saying, you know, if you normally start to get old in your brain, we call it vascular dementia. You know, the blood vessels get old and they just don't deliver as much oxygenated blood. But if you start getting Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's is early dementia or loss of memory. You get it in your 50s and 60s, or your 70s and your 80s. And so Alzheimer's disease, you're starting to lose your memory. And how can they determine the vascular dementia, which is normally age-related, from the Alzheimer's, which comes earlier? The excessive copper. That's how you discriminate one disease from the other. Okay, what would you use to get rid of copper in your body? There are copper chelating drugs. They're kind of dangerous and have side effects. But resveratrol, the red wine molecule that we keep extolling and waving flags about, is, of course, nature's mineral copper chelator. It just solely copper concentrates on copper. We combine it with the IP6 rice bran that controls the iron. We're the only product that does that. It is called Longevinix. We hope to propose it as a substitute for bloodletting, as a way to control the minerals as you get older. You don't have to be like those lab rats and get sewn up next to a younger partner to get the younger blood in you, which means the blood that's not so iron overloaded. You can do this yourself. Certainly, we talked about blood donation here in this program, but it's our sponsor's product, Longevinix. You want to find out how to do this for yourself, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. Leave your name and number. They'll call you back. They'll send you free information. Nobody's going to hound you with sales calls. The point is that we want you to learn about this. And as we said, if you found out modern medicine was hiding a giant cure from you, just how much faith would you continue to have in modern medicine when you find out that it doesn't cost a thing? Learn how to control your iron. If you need a number, then look at the ferritin number. It's the iron storage number in your blood. They intentionally keep it off the complete blood count, called the CBC. If they had it on there, everybody would know whether they were getting to be iron overloaded. And we would certainly know once it gets over the 70 number, we need to drive it back down, back off of the red meat a little bit where it's got highly absorbed red iron. Certainly, maybe start blood donation if you're a male or an older female, and certainly think of something like the Longevinex capsule proposed as a way to chelate and control the minerals. And by the way, Longevinex does not take the iron out of your red blood cells. It takes the loose iron out of your bloodstream.
Right, right. That's an important unneeded excess.
So, and same with the copper. It doesn't make you anemic. So that's the point of that.
But Bill, people should realize something. I must say that my wife is a very dedicated from scratch cook, and I'm not reading very many food labels anymore because we don't have much with labels on it. But isn't it true though that like your typical most of your breads and your cereals and so many of these processed food, I guess because it was shown that young people need so much iron, you know, isn't everybody fortifying all these foods with iron and things as well?
It's Eugene Weinberg. He's a emeritus professor at University of Indiana talking about excessive iron in our diets. And of course, we fortify foods with iron. Sweden took the iron out of its food fortification program because it recognized a giant upsurge in liver disease. The liver stores iron, and certainly there's been it's been related to prostate cancer. There are some health advocates in the United States saying take the iron out of the fortified flours and foods because of this problem. Now, the problem is a lot of our dietitians are female, and they're oriented to the female side of this picture, which is more anemia for most of their life. Most women, maybe a third or maybe 30 to 40% of women are truly iron deficient or iron short. We call it iron deficiency, but not frank anemia. But so the point is they have menstrual flow. The issue is women are pale, weak, tired, but they live longer than men because they don't have the iron overload. So women on average live 5 to 8 years and sometimes 20 years longer than their spouses because they don't have the accumulation of the iron. Now, if women go into an early hysterectomy, as you mentioned, then they will accumulate iron much sooner in life and develop the same level of disease as males. Males have about four times as much calcium, twice as much iron in their body, and double the rate of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It is iron and copper and calcium that makes you grow old, that develops these diseases. You can learn to chelate, remove them, control them. You can do it from Mother Nature. A wonderful pill designed to do this is called Longevinex, 866-405-4000. They'll send you the Overmineralization Theory of Disease report. You can give it to your doctor, see how he responds. But I don't think we're going to get a blessing from the doctors. They're puzzled on this because, frankly, this would put all of them out of business. And we told you how to put us out of business. Go down and donate blood. And so, you know, this is something you can do. For ladies, they're not going to do it until the change of life occurs, obviously. But if you want to know for sure whether you should do it, go down and get a ferritin blood test. Now, we're just giving you some amateur ideas how to do this. But frankly, they're better ideas than what conventional medicine offers. They don't have any scheme for us to stay healthy, only schemes for us to get treated for disease as each and every age-related disease occurs. You know, it's amazing to me. We let the iron overload occur, and then we develop the liver disease, and then we develop diabetes, and then we develop heart disease, and we've got all these diseases, and we've got all these different doctors with different drugs treating each of the organs. You know, the nephrologist, the cardiologist, the brainologist, neurologist for the brain. So we have all of these different specialists, and all we're treating is one disease, iron overload. That's the main problem. It's because iron is so abundant over copper and calcium. But calcium, too, is a problem. And we've got, you know, the folks eating the countries of the world that have the most dairy products, which is Ireland, Scandinavia, North America, New Zealand. They have the grasslands and the water, and therefore they have the most dairy and calcium, and they have the highest rates of heart disease and cancer. So all of this is being hidden from you. There is a way to live long and healthy. If you're one of those folks who reads the Bible every day, like I do, you're going to find that fasting, this is an old practice that goes back to fasting. Today they like to call it calorie restriction. It's not the calories. You eat less food, you'll get less minerals. This is as old as Moses. He practice fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. So it is removing or slowing down the accumulation of minerals in your life. Moses lives 120 healthy years and said he was strong and firm and had good eyesight up to his last day of life. We can do that. We don't need to be afraid of getting old because we can have much vigor and certainly remain independent in our life if we can learn to control our iron, copper, and calcium. We have a wonderful red wine pill. You don't have to drink wine, don't have to have the alcohol, and you can learn about it 866-405-4000.
Well, I take Longevinex every day, and I might start I don't donate blood. I just try and stay away from doctors in general, but I'm sold. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right
garlic,
back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter. With me, Bill Sardi. You know, as we talk about the sponsors of this show, Longevinex and Garlazyme, it does make me think about the Mediterranean diet because there's a lot of factors that produce all the great health benefits, but two of them are certainly red wine and garlic. And when we think about controlling minerals as a strategy for staying healthy and staying disease-free, very interesting how the red wine molecule, Longevinex, and its companion ingredient, IP6, help us control minerals along those lines. So, Bill, my question is, what about garlic in general and Garlazyme in particular? Does this have a role in helping to manage minerals?
Garlic does everything. And, of course, when we have been at selling a red wine pill for about 10 years and we reexamined the science on garlic, it came to the aid of consumers. It's because it's very inexpensive. And a wonderful garlic pill that had all of the punch and power of natural crushed garlic, fresh garlic, is Garlazyme, our sponsor's product. And Garlazyme, if you get the full strength of natural fresh garlic, you're going to control calcium. It controls calcifications. It helps control iron. Now, it doesn't do it as well, I think, as the chelators in Longevinex, our radio sponsor's other product. But the point is, it does help control it. Now, if you really want to get the iron out of the red blood cells, you're going to need to donate blood because we're not – these chelators don't take iron out of the blood and make you anemic. But if you want to mop up the loose iron and copper and calcium in your bloodstream, which is what causes the arteries to stiffen, which causes the oxidation, the rusting, and so on, causes all what we call free radicals. You know, in a state of health, you do not have any loose iron and copper molecules in your body. In a state of disease, there is loose iron and copper. You got to have something to chelate or attach or mop it up. Now, there are molecules in your body that do it. Albumin does it in your blood. Melanin does it in your skin. Ferritin does it in your blood. It's an iron storage protein. There are other molecules that are made to mop up. But the point is, we need some extras from our diet. And we get them in red wine. We get them in green tea. We get them, these have natural, coffee has natural mineral chelators. The point is, we can't get the measured amount, and it has to be a relatively low dose, though a little bit more than what the diet provides. And we've done some studies to figure out that right dose, and the only company that's done that is the folks behind our sponsors' products, Garlazyme and Longevinix. And so you need about a clove of garlic a day to get this effect. That same equivalent to a clove is in Garlazyme, our sponsor's product, 866-674-3955. You order 3 bags of Garlazyme, you get a 4th one free, costs you $8.60 a month, and the shipping is free. Now, how's that? And it helps control calcification, which stiffens your arteries, helps control the iron, and does so many other things. Of course, it fights germs, thins the blood, does so many other wonderful things. So both of these wonderful dietary supplements are available to you. Some people asking, can they take both? Yes, they can. And I do. And the issue is, if you are listening to what we've been saying here today, you're never too old to benefit from this. Now, you have to venture off on your own without the guidance and blessing of your doctor, because they're not with making you healthy. They're making you treat disease and come back to their office. If you want more doctoring, probably this isn't the radio show to listen to. But if you don't want so much doctoring, if you want to save money, if you want to live long and healthy like Moses did, actually, this is all just being stolen from the Bible because they promoted, obviously, fasting. And if you slowed down, you didn't eat as much, you didn't get as much mineral accumulation in your body, you slowed all that down, and you could live, they call a generation 40 years, so you could live 40, 80, 120, 3 generations long instead of 1 generation. In those days, folks didn't live quite as long. But Moses lived long and healthy and was strong and firm and had good eyesight, and of course he practiced fasting. There was a man named Luigi Cornaro. He was in Italy in the 1464 to 1566. He lived 102 years, and at age 35, he was told that he was a glutton and a drunkard. He needed to limit his eating, and so he only drank, it was 14 ounces of wine a day, and only an Italian would think that was a limitation. And so it was about 2 to 3 glasses a day, and then he cut his eating, I think, to 12 ounces of food a day. So what he did was he was practicing fasting or calorie restriction and taking the red wine pill in the form of wine, and he lived 102 healthy years, wrote a book. You can go online and get it from Google for free, Luigi Cornaro, C-O-R-N-A-R-O, Padua, Italy, and he practiced this. He essentially had the wine, kind of like the red wine pill Longevinix, and the less food or fasting, and he lived. And in each decade, he writes the book, relatives are dying, and he's still living, and he's able to sing songs and write the book and jump up on a horse, all in his 90s, unbelievable, and accomplished all this. The whole story, this wonderful discovery of how to live a long and healthy and independent lifestyle, and certainly no doctoring. Luigi Cornaro, you can look it up, or 866-405-4000 for our sponsors, Red Wine Pill, Longevinix, or Garlazyme, 866-674-3955 is the Garlazyme capsule. Now, I don't know. You know, last week, David, we had a free offer. Go to our vitamin supplement analyzer. By the way, you still want to go, you can go there free. VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com. We had about 5 folks from our radio shows go there last weekend. So is there only 5 people listening? I don't know. But we hope to reach.
It's probably up to 10 by now, Bill.
Probably up to 10 by now. But VitaminSupplementAnalyzer.com, register there and they'll send you back a password. You can register and go in and it'll analyze all your dietary supplements that you take every day. It's all free for you. But the point is, even something free, I think people are reticent, like there must be a catch to it. They're going to register my name. They're going to call me back on the phone. None of those things, not on this show. We're here to help you. We're here to educate you. We gave ourselves away. We told you how to replace us, which was simply donate blood here today. And I've talked about the integrity The only integrity and ethics in medicine is to all of us put ourselves out of business, help you practice good health at home, health at home, and self-care, and less doctoring, maybe no doctoring, and to live long and healthy. I don't think any of these people that are living long, you know, centenarians, these people live in 100, super longevity, 110 years plus, none of them are running to the doctor all the time. And none of them really were taking dietary supplements. Boy, that's a sting. The point is, anything that they would have done to live long, they would have eaten less, or they would have taken things like we find in red wine, or like in cocoa powder, or in tea, or coffee, or these chelators, these things in rice bran. They're all in our pill called Longevinix. It's a red wine pill, 866-405-4000. And of all things, garlic, the Garlazyme capsule, the nature's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule, which assuredly delivers allicin, garlic's primary active molecule, 866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. Nature comes to the rescue from red wine molecules, from rice bran molecules, from garlic's wonderful sulfur-based molecules to rescue us. And when your insurance card doesn't work anymore, your health insurance only pays the bills. We're talking about health insurance, E-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Ensure that you're healthy. Don't insure the bills that you have to pay. So if you want real health insurance, then rely on Mother Nature. God gave us these wonderful molecules. We can stay healthy throughout our life and remain independent and independent and not have to rely on our younger children to take care of us in our later years. Part of the answer, if you'd like a way to find out about Longevinix, 866-405-4000. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955.
You know, if you haven't gone, like I said, folks, if somebody's been in the vitamin business for a long time, it's pretty remarkable when somebody does just give you something for free, isn't taking advantage of you. When you call in to order a product, you just get good service, you get a good price, you get free shipping, you don't get people pressuring you. We are really about helping you in this program, and we're proud of this. And look, I don't live in a world where it's easy to be healthy with just my food. So I appreciate that I can have a pill that can give me the benefits of drinking 3 to 5 glasses of wine a day, that I have a pill that can give me the health benefits of crushing up garlic fresh and eating it, which is a tough thing to do every single day of my life. We encourage you to eat garlic. We encourage you to drink a little of red wine if it agrees with you. We encourage you to do all these healthy things, but we're trying to put Mother Nature on your side. And I think if anybody just examines what we've said, Bill, it's common sense, it's simple, and we are trying to speak from our heart to your heart. We're out of time today, but listen, go to garlazyme.com. I love your chalk talk on the whole principle of garlic, and people should see that. So Bill Sardi, Dave Statter signing off. We'll be back next week. We really appreciate you listening. And they can go to haveaheartradio.com for the archives, right, Bill?
They can, Have a Heart Health Radio. And what's that number they can call in to give us questions?
Oh, that's 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. Okay, folks, we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.